So my name is Charlie Sundling. I'm the CEO of a company based in California called the Pipeline Group. We're a software company, but we participate kind of exclusively in this world of project management and what we call work control. And what I'm going to talk to you about today, I think, is fascinating, but I'm a technology geek like that. But this is artificial intelligence meets project management. And, you know, when people hear the term AI, there's a lot of different things that come to mind. So this is a version of artificial intelligence, and we'll get into a little bit about what the definition of AI is. What we're going to talk about is this thing that's called the Syntempo Initiative. What this was a project that we participated in the U.S. So we're based in the state of California, which had two operating nuclear stations. It's now got one. These are the two stations. And this was a joint research project that was between our company, Pipeline, and the U.S., what we call the civil nuclear fleet, meaning the commercial power generation folks. And the kind of genesis of the project and where we started was in this world of what they call a nuclear refueling outage. What these are, this is a type of project where they take the plant down, they refuel the reactor, and they bring it back up. Obviously, they want to do that as quickly as possible, so this is akin almost to a pit stop in a Formula One race. Is downtime means money, so they want to get this turned around as quickly as possible. The refuel of these reactors is generally about 12 to 24 months. And if you look at the stats here, it's kind of interesting. So it's a very short duration. They schedule to the minute. These are usually 25 to 30 days, and $40 to $50 million is not a lot of money for a big project, but spent over that period of time and looking at the volume of activities. So we've got 35,000 discrete work packages or activities, about 2,500 people involved, and this is 7 by 24. So as soon as this unit goes down, all these people are there working 7 by 24 until it is back up. Every day that they go late is generally about $2 to $3 million, because what you're doing is you're losing revenue because you're not producing any power, and you're also extending the length of time that all these resources have to be on site working on the project. So what we found and where we got started is that these folks had invested an incredible amount of money in systems and processes to run these projects better. And they bought all the tools that you all have seen and heard about. In particular, they were running things like SAP for the work order creation element, Primavera for scheduling, the most popular tool in nuclear outage scheduling in the US by far, and various other applications. They brought in the best consultants to set these up in the best way. But as they executed these outages, what they found is that the performance really had not improved that much, and they wanted to understand a little bit more about why it had not. So we got engaged. We kind of put a whole team together. It was a lot of people on the nuclear operations side, people from our side. And when I say our, I mean from a software and business process engineering perspective. That's the kind of work that we do. Pipeline, and we looked at their systems and really broke things down into these three categories. There was planning, scheduling, and execution. So when you look at going into an outage, they spent about a year developing a plan, refining the schedule. Everything has to be staged. Remember, you're gonna execute 35,000 work packages in 25 days. Everything has to be orchestrated. It is scheduled to the minute. So at the end of the day, we found that planning and scheduling were well done, right? They had the right systems, they had the right controls, they were doing what you might call best practices,